This morning on WCHL, the Racial Justice Act is no more, and will convicted murderers have to return to death row?
Now that it's being repealed, what does it mean for others whose trials were not held before the law was repealed?
Since the passing of Amendment 1, there's been a big swing in gay marriage opinions here in North Carolina.
We're really just finding that as time goes on, both in North Carolina and everywhere, voters are becoming more and more accepting of gay marriage.
And we'll look ahead to the 118th running of the Boston Marathon as we remember the 117th. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, it's a duel at the DBAP tonight between Carolina and North Carolina State. Plus, we'll let you know who went home with Rammies last night at UNC. And
why no news may be good news for Duke basketball.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05 at WCHL, 68 degrees in Chapel Hill, and 100% chance of rain all day today. Our high temperature today in the low 70s, and also 100% chance of rain tonight. We'll also get some strong winds, and it's going to turn cold tonight. Low tonight all the way down to 30, which could result in some problems. Some people waking up this morning without power. A total of 80 outages in the Heritage Hills neighborhood alone, just south of Chapel Hill off Smith Level Road. 80 homes there without electricity this morning. Those are Piedmont Electric customers. A couple of other outages around the area, but nothing widespread. We'll report on those as soon as everybody gets back. Duke Energy has a couple of outages, one off Billabong Lane and one off Fayetteville Road. North Carolina, or Hillsborough Road, I beg your pardon. The North Carolina Supreme Court is considering whether four convicted murderers whose death sentences were commuted under the Racial Justice Act will have to return to death row now that the act has been repealed. But as WCHL's Danny Hooley reports, there are even bigger issues at stake here.
What we did in passing the Racial Justice Act was not to say that there was anything definitive that we knew, but we gave defendants an opportunity to show that there was racial bias in the system.
That's Joe Hackney, now a practicing attorney in Chapel Hill. He retired from the North Carolina House of Representatives in 2012. Hackney was still the Democratic Speaker of the House when the Racial Justice Act was passed in 2009. The law allowed convicted murderers to have their sentences commuted to life without parole if they could prove racial bias was involved in sentencing.
You know, we use statistics to prove all kinds of things in the court of law, employment discrimination, among other things. And so I thought it ought to be tested by the legal principles that would be applicable to it, and it was tested, and the judge found that it was solid and entered an order based on it.
The now Republican-led North Carolina General Assembly repealed the Racial Justice Act last year with the support of Republican Governor Pat McCrory. That prompted Hackney to release a strongly worded statement. In part, it read, quote, "When the stakes are as serious and final as they are in death penalty cases, we are obliged to ensure equal justice. The General Assembly fell short of that obligation today." On Monday, the cases of four North Carolina inmates affected by all this political back and forth went before the North Carolina Supreme Court. Three of the inmates are black males. One is a Lumbee Indian female. All had death sentences commuted to life under the Racial Justice Act. But now that it's been repealed, the court must decide if that decision stands. Hackney says the bigger issues are the lingering effect of race in North Carolina's criminal justice system and whether others will get their day in court.
What were the parameters for using this law? And now that it's being repealed, what does it mean for others whose trials were not held before the law was repealed? And I don't think anybody knows the answer to those questions, and I assume they'll get answered.
When the law was repealed last year, Governor McCrory said that the RJA had opened the door for nearly all of the state's 156 death row inmates to seek relief, regardless of their race. Hackney dismisses that concern.
Nobody takes very seriously the claims of people who are on death row who are white, I don't believe. And so those would be adjudicated in short order and without much expense, I would assume.
But Hackney says that for people of other races who have historically faced discrimination in sentencing, it's, quote, a big deal. He says it's important that the examination of death sentences keeps going forward. The decision in the case of these four inmates could take several months. The ramifications for the future of the death penalty in North Carolina could be enormous. For more about this case, you can read this story at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Orange County Commissioners will decide how to pay for curbside recycling pickup in parts of unincorporated Orange County when the board meets tonight. Now, this does not sound like a fascinating subject, but it's been quite contentious here in Orange County. The board is going to consider creating a solid waste service district to pick up recycling at about 13,000 residents. The service would be funded with a tax increase of 1.5 cents per $100 valuation for all property owners in the district. The program has been operating since 2004. Has a participation rate of 57% among eligible residents. It was originally funded through a mandatory fee, but Orange County has been seeking an alternate funding plan after a court ruling suggested the county lacked the authority to levy such a fee. Dozens of residents turned out for two contentious public hearings on the issue in recent months. Some argued recycling pickup is a public service that should be funded using tax dollars, and they worried switching to a subscription service would result in fewer participants. Others said it's unfair to be charged for a service they won't use, as many prefer to drop off recycling along with household trash at one of the county's five convenience centers. Orange County leaders have to pick a new payment plan before funding for the current system runs out in July. The board will meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Finding a parking space in downtown Carrboro can be a problem, and the Board of Aldermen is getting ready to sort through some possible solutions. At tonight's Board of Aldermen meeting at Town Hall, the board will discuss comments and outcomes from a parking summit conducted by the planning department back in late January. The day-long public event at the Century Center gave business owners and other citizens the opportunity to voice their concerns and opinions about parking challenges downtown. A recurring question was raised that day: how can the town of Carrboro help provide parking for employees of downtown businesses and free up more spaces for shoppers and diners? Another issue that's sure to get some public attention is whether paid parking is in Carrboro's future. Tonight, the Board of Aldermen could provide direction to the town staff for moving forward on those and other parking issues. The Carrboro Aldermen meet tonight at 7:30 at Town Hall at 301 West Main Street. Voters in North Carolina are changing their opinions about gay marriage. That's according to a recent poll released by Public Policy Polling in Raleigh. According to PPP, 53% of voters say that gay marriage ought to be illegal, while 40% say it should be legal. That's a 13-point swing from just 2 years ago when voters approved Amendment 1, which banned gay marriage in the state by a 22-point margin. PPP Director Tom Jensen explained the change in attitudes to WCHL.
We're really just finding that as time goes on, both in North Carolina and everywhere, voters are becoming more and more accepting of gay marriage. I think they're more and more likely to know openly gay people in their lives who help change their mind about the issue.
In addition, says Jensen, people in North Carolina are being exposed to more positive images of gay people in pop culture and television. According to Jensen, one set of poll results really illustrates where the direction of public opinion is headed on this issue.
But among voters under 30, 62% of North Carolinians support gay marriage. Only 33% are opposed.
The public policy polling poll shows that North Carolina voters increasingly believe that gay couples should at least have rights to civil unions. 62% support either marriage or civil unions for same-sex couples. It's only 34% that think same-sex couples should have no legal recognition at all. North Carolina's largest LGBT advocacy group is holding a rally to protest a new state tax policy regarding same-sex couples. Equality NC has scheduled a rally for this afternoon at Pullen Memorial Baptist Church in Raleigh to protest the policy from the State Department of Revenue. The policy says same-sex spouse couples cannot file income tax returns as, quoting, married filing jointly or married filing separately. That's despite a ruling by the Internal Revenue Service directing that such filing be allowed. The rally will include speeches by tax experts and LGBT families, as well as other married couples who support their cause. And a legislative task force has made some recommendations to the entire General Assembly for overhauling teacher compensation in North Carolina, but several educators in the panel are unhappy with the results, which include another study. The Educator Effectiveness and Compensation Task Force finalized its conclusions on Monday after less than 2 months of work and four meetings. The report says in the short term, salaries should should be increased significantly for teachers with less than 10 years' experience. Increasing all salaries is a long-term goal. Governor Pat McCrory and legislative leaders already have committed to raise the salary floor to $35,000. Legislators said they were disappointed the recommendations failed to go further. The recommendations asked the legislature to direct the State Board of Education to develop a detailed proposal. WCHL News Time is 8:14. Coming up, we're going to tell you about a very important baseball game coming up tonight, weather permitting. There's some doubt cast over it now because of all this rain we're having. It is the dual, anticipated duel at the DBAP. All right, time now for Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL. Traffic brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now with traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound between Manning Drive and Raleigh Road, seeing a slight delay right now. Also, 15501 southbound between I-40 and Estes Drive, seeing some delays. You might see some, especially through those intersections right around Ephesus Church Road, also up around, Irwin Road as well, seeing some delays there as you hit the lights. But there are roadways this morning. Certainly use caution there. We do have an accident on I-40. It's at Harrison Avenue. That is exit 287, causing heavy delays all the way back to I-540. Again, that's I-40 heading eastbound, so be on the lookout there. Of course, there is speculation that rain has caused that accident earlier. We do have a couple power outages as well, about 80 power outages at Heritage Hills, south of Chapel Hill and Carborough. That is south of Southern Village as well. Right off of Smith Level Road. We do have a couple smaller outages as well. The first one, the Heritage Hills, is Piedmont Electric. The Duke Energy also reporting a couple outages. One off of Homestead Road at Billabong Lane. There's another off of Hillsborough Road as well. Just a small one there, and that one is at Sunset Creek Circle. So just a few outages in Orange County. We'll continue to keep an eye on that. The rain has let up a little bit today. Could come a little heavier later today as well. So we'll continue to monitor that situation. If you see anything, power or accidents, traffic related, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior, or I guess we'll call you a Power Warrior today as well. You can tweet us at WCHL, or you can give us a call at 919-967-8363. No matter how you communicate with us and wherever you are, we ask you to do it safely.
Some potential problems with our weather coming up in just a moment on WCHL. Let's take a look at the forecast, and it's brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh food, coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fill up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. It is now 68 degrees in Chapel Hill. Showers and scattered thunderstorms in our forecast. It's going to be breezy with a high in the low 70s, and also gust up to 35 miles per hour this afternoon. Those are some pretty strong winds. With the rain, that's going to be nice. Chance of rain near 100%. Now, we also have a 100% chance of rain tonight, and the temperatures are going to really drop down all the way down to about 30 overnight. Tomorrow, a sunny day and nice weather, but the high only in the low 50s. So a dramatic change in our weather coming up. At the bottom of the hour on WCHL, we're going to talk about the Boston Marathon. It is the anniversary of that horrible event at the Boston Marathon last year. Again, we'll talk about that at the bottom of the hour, and we'll talk about Chapel Hillians who are participating in this year's event. That is on the way. WCHL Championship Sports is next.
All day and all night, 97.9 FM. WCHL is your source for breaking news, up-to-the-minute weather, and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, and instantly live streaming on chapelboro.com. There's an app for that. Now, back to Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:18 at WCHL. North Carolina baseball team will take on NC State this evening in the much-anticipated duel at the DBAP at 7 o'clock at Durham Bulls Athletic Park in downtown Durham. Let's hope that they're able to actually play that game because of the weather we're having. Last season, those two programs paired for memorable extra-inning affairs in postseason play. Carolina ultimately sent North Carolina State home from the College World Series in Omaha last June. Both teams very good last year. This year is a little different story. Both teams come into this game tonight with surprisingly average records. Tar Heels are sitting at 21-15 overall and 9-9 in the Atlantic Coast Conference. Wolfpack, almost identical overall mark at 20-15, but they're 6-12 in conference play. Head coach Mike Fox says he was encouraged by Carolina's series victory over Wake Forest over the weekend.
You know, we were disappointed. Obviously, we didn't get the sweep on Sunday, but you know, all in all, a good weekend for us, and I thought our kids played well all weekend.
Carolina took 2 out of 3 games against the Demon Deacons, winning on Friday and Saturday and then losing a close one on Sunday. Oddly, the Tar Heels and the Wolfpack would not have played this season at all if not for the scheduling of this one-game neutral site event. Coach Fox says the Bulls have been wonderful partners in making this contest a reality.
We had the same open weekend. We both decided not to play because it was really early, so we picked one date, and the Bulls were very cooperative. Of course, they've done $20+ million worth of renovations and improvements there, and I heard it looks unbelievable. And we came up with this date, and the Bulls got behind it, and both universities worked together, and both athletic departments sold a lot of tickets, and so let's hope we can play it.
The rainy weather in the forecast, 100% chance of rain, is casting some doubt on whether the game will even be played. But both teams and the 10,000 fans who've already purchased tickets to sold-out Durham Bulls Athletic Park will be keeping their fingers crossed for some baseball under the lights tonight. Let's hope it happens. The second annual Rammy Awards show last night in Memorial Hall showcased a little bit of everything, from Marcus Page's basketball prowess to some dance party moves by Carolina athletes on stage. WCHL's Matt Oakes takes a look back at a memorable night.
The beats were certainly bumping Monday night for the Rammies as athletes from all over Chapel Hill's campus converged for a night of music, fun, and excellence all tied together. The voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel, hosted the event and set the stage for the evening of athletic recognition.
Tonight we have national champions, NCAA record holders, and rival fan heartbreakers all on display. They are nominated for awards tonight.
It didn't take long for Angel to break into fun and games. He had a pizza from popular pizza joint IP3's delivered on stage. Angel then promptly passed some slices out to the audience, including UNC basketball head coach Roy Williams. But Angel really brought down the house when he playfully scolded freshman big man Kennedy Meeks, whose weight was often maligned by Coach Williams during the season. Angel said, "No, Kennedy, no pizza for you." ESPN SportsCenter anchor Stuart Scott joined in the action. A Carolina alum, he checked in on the festivities at Memorial Hall to the delight of the student athletes in attendance.
"Hey, what's up? Fellow Tar Heels are in the house. Welcome to the 2014 Rammy Awards. For the next 2 hours, right here at Memorial Hall, we will celebrate excellence in college athletics, and we're going to do it Chapel Hill style. Now, I wish I could be with you in person tonight, but, you know, I've got some sports center to get to a little later on. It's only my job."
Awards were handed out after all, with most outstanding male athlete going to Carolina basketball point guard Marcus Page, and Ryan Switzer grabbing the honor of record-breaking performance of the year with his return heroics on the football field. Chancellor Carol Folt took the stage sporting a pair of Carolina blue shoes she received from UNC women's basketball head coach Sylvia Hatchell. Chancellor Folt was full of school spirit Monday night, pumping up the crowd. Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham presented Chancellor Folt with an unexpected Rammy of her own to close out the award slate.
"We have given out a number of awards. We've had the Athlete of the Year, the Student of the Year. We've had outstanding teams, outstanding performances. We have one more Rammy that we'd like to give out, and that's the Administrative Newcomer of the Year to Chancellor Carol Folt."
The special night ended with a tribute video documenting the year that was in Tar Heel athletics. Space Jam was the tune. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Jabari Parker says he plans to set up an appointment with Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski when he gets back to Durham today, and he will decide by tomorrow whether to declare for the NBA draft or return to college for his sophomore year. Parker was in Oklahoma City accepting the Wayman Tisdale Award as college basketball's top freshman. He says his decision will be based on where he can grow the most. Jabari Parker says he will talk with Coach K and, quoting here, lay out my options, but I'm just really glad I get the best of both worlds. Jabari Parker was the highest scoring freshman in Duke history at 19.1 points a game and is the first freshman to lead the Blue Devils in scoring and rebounding. Archansky has more on his decision coming up right now. 824 at WCHL.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Why no news may be good news for Duke basketball. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. The way the wacky NCAA rules read about underclassmen declaring for the NBA draft, today is a real deadline to stay in school. Players have until April 27th to declare for the draft, but if they don't declare, they are not declaring today. They might as well turn pro because they can't go back to school anyway. There must be some reason for the rule to be that way, but I don't know what it is. Used to be underclassmen had a date by which they could declare and a later date by which they could undeclare if they had not yet hired an agent. If talking to agents meant hiring agents, it got so murky that they must have changed the rule. Now, theoretically, underclassmen should have found out by today how high their draft stock is so they can declare they are going or staying. At Duke, the annual basketball banquet is Wednesday night, a sold-out affair in Cameron Indoor Stadium. That would be the perfect time for Jabari Parker to announce that he is remaining with the Blue Devils for his sophomore season, except they don't let anyone but seniors speak at the banquet, and it will have leaked out by then anyway. The longer it goes, the more it looks to me like he's staying to join another heralded recruiting class that next season hopes to win at least one game in the NCAA tournament. As we know, the Blue Devils have been one and done for two of the last 3 years, and the last time it happened, Austin Rivers declared he was turning pro, and Son of Doc has distinguished himself since then to be among the very worst players in the NBA. Parker won't have that problem, but he is the prototypical Duke player who used to stay in school all 4 years, like Dawkins, Ferry, Leitner, Grant Hill, and J.J. Redick. With the old four being the new two, my guess is that Parker is thinking seriously about playing one more college season, and together with Jahiel Okafor, Tyus Jones, and the other studs Mike Krzyzewski has coming in, they can win the national championship before they all bolt. They might, but only Kentucky has proven you can win it all with a bunch of pups, and only once. Over here, we all hope Parker goes, but it really doesn't matter. While Duke will be great one way or the other, Carolina will be pretty darn good as well, with far more experience on the court. So do declare, Jabari, and end the suspense. This is Archansky. See ya.
Hi, this is Terry Sturdivant. Have you heard the big news? Sturdivant's Tire and Auto has joined the Tire Pros team, the nation's largest network of independent tire dealers. You'll still get the same friendly customer service and high-quality work from the folks you know and trust, but now with better pricing, a wider variety of tires, backed by a nationwide warranty and exclusive promotions. So come see the pros at Sturdivant's Tire Pros, located off Highway 54 West in Chapel Hill, just 5 quick minutes from Carrboro. Call us at 942-TIRE or visit 942-TIRE.com.
This is Mark Vitale, CEO of All About Insurance. We're looking to add key people to our organization. Professionals in financial services and life insurance. Experience in those fields is necessary. We also have positions in outside sales to help build our commercial insurance enterprise. Experience there is a plus, but not required if you have a college degree. Compensation is very competitive. You will be well-trained and income possibilities are unlimited. Call Bill Astor, our president, at 919-616-3074, and Bill will put you in touch with me immediately.
It's a spring tradition like no other. Birdhouse is on parade at the Carolina Inn. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn. Spring is the season for birds in the garden, and at the 13th annual Birdhouses on Parade, you'll enjoy seeing one-of-a-kind handcrafted birdhouses and feeders from great names like Silver Palette Feeder, Nest Dwellings, Old South Birdhouse Company, Wool Spring Birdhouse Company, and many more. It's all on display now through Sunday at the Carolina Inn. Come see what everyone is cooing, tweeting, and warbling about.
When you turned 60, you still felt pretty good. At 70, you started slowing down a bit. But now, you just can't argue with it anymore. So you have a choice to make. Will you spend your days drinking those shakes your daughter keeps buying? Or will you get out and live? Home Instead Senior Care has been giving seniors the tools they need to really live their lives for over a decade. Sometimes you just need an extra set of hands. There's a difference between living and really living, and that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Most people who go into business selling office equipment do it for 2 weeks and then move on. I've been in the office equipment business for 10 years and I'm still going strong. I love connecting with people and I love my job. Courtesy calls, follow-up emails, I want to talk with you and I want to make sure you're happy. And if you're not happy, then neither am I. I'm Blake Smith and I'm with CEI, the source in the triangle for your office equipment needs since 1957. Visit me online at copycei.com. You'll be glad you did, and so will your office.
Today's Our Local Deal is from Progression Climbing. It's half off, $60 for an introduction to rock climbing package, including a two-week membership, available now for $30. Progression Climbing is a state-of-the-art climbing gym for climbers of all levels. Make sure to check out and register for their youth full-day summer camps for ages 5 to 14, and their youth climbing teams, both recreational and competitive, with weekly practices. You can register for these programs at climbprogression.com. This deal is available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
Wake up with Ron Stutz, and remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
Coming up on the bottom of the hour here at WCHL and your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Well, it looks pretty dismal right now. The forecast is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. 68 degrees in Chapel Hill, rain pretty much everywhere. 100% chance of more rain all day today. Hours and scattered thunderstorms, breezy later on in the day with our high temperature today in the low 70s, but the winds are really going to be blowing in the afternoon, gust up to 35 miles per hour. And again, a 100% chance of rain tonight. It's also going to get very cold tonight with a low down around 30, which means we have a possible freeze coming between 3 and 9 a.m. A freeze warning is in effect for then. So a dramatic difference in temperatures. Tomorrow will be a really nice day with lots of sunshine, but the highs only in the low 50s. So about a 20-degree difference. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 30s. And then on Thursday, sunny with a high up about 60 degrees.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. A year since the Boston Marathon bombings, there are tributes, including the giant prayer canvas filled with good wishes from around the country.
Imagine a 19,000-square-foot greeting card, a giant hug for Boston.
Today, a ceremony at the convention center. Vice President Joe Biden will be there. Correspondent Heather Bosch.
The service is expected to be poignant, full of music and speeches by survivors. It will conclude outside at the marathon finish line. A flag will be raised, and there will be a moment of silence at 2:49 p.m., the moment the first bomb went off a year ago.
When remembering the three who died and the 260-plus who were hurt.
It gives you time to go through the healing process and then the week after run the marathon and try and sort of get things back to normal for the city.
On CBS this morning, New York Police Commissioner William Bratton says his department has helped out in Boston.
We have some resources up there. We've been interacting with them over the last year.
As for next weekend's marathon, Bratton promised
it will be extraordinarily safe.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832 at WCHL, 68 degrees and raining. And as far as we know, still 80 power outages in the Heritage Hills neighborhood, just south of Chapel Hill off Smith Level Road. Those are Piedmont Electric customers, 80 outages in all, and a few other scattered outages around town or outside of town, actually, Duke Energy customers, but nothing widespread. We'll keep you posted on the Heritage Hills situation and let you know exactly when those folks can get their power back. You know, it's been 1 year since two explosions near the finish line of the Boston Marathon killed three people and wounded more than 260 others. Members of our community who completed that race last year before the bombs went off will be going back to Boston this Monday to run in the event again. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
because I refuse to let anybody, any terrorist, take away what is sort of fundamentally community American event, celebrating Boston.
I think it's important for all of us who can to show the sort of strength and resilience of runners in particular, and really Americans in general. And I think a way to do that is to show up and run.
The Boston mentality, sort of this idea that, you know, hey, we're going to make it no matter what, right? This toughness and grittiness there. And I can only imagine what it's going to be like when the survivors are at the finish line.
Those are the voices of Dr. Peter Leone, a professor of medicine at UNC, Alan Bedore, resident Superior Court judge for Orange and Chatham counties, and Luke Rowe, vice president of Fleet Feet Sports in Carrboro. Both Bedore and Leone ran in the Boston Marathon a year ago. They were joined by dozens of Triangle residents who avoided the blasts, including UNC alum and three-time Olympian Shalene Flanagan, who was the fastest American woman in last year's marathon, finishing in fourth place. As they gear up for the 2014 Boston Marathon happening this Monday, all those who were there last year said the memories are still vivid. Bedore, a seasoned marathon runner, said he had never before questioned the issue of public safety during a race.
It was a real shock, not something that ever occurred to me that could happen at a race. It made me feel really defiant, in fact, and angry soon after the shock wore off that someone would do this.
Rowe, a Massachusetts native, said he sat in the bleachers near the finish line for almost 4 hours waiting for his niece to finish the race. His seat was across the street from where the first explosion happened.
We came out of the stands and walked up towards the Marriott where we were staying. That's when the explosion happened. Honestly, it was muffled, so we never really heard it. We just saw the immediate aftermath.
Rowe's niece finished the race a matter of minutes before the blast and left the area in time to avoid getting hurt. Separated from Rowe's group of spectators, there was a period of time when he wasn't able to reach his niece or her husband.
She's a pretty tough nut, but it really bothered her, and especially not knowing what. That was, I think, the initial reaction, as nobody knew what happened.
Leone recalled that April 15th, 2013 was a gorgeous day, and he said it was perfect weather for running. After crossing the finish line, completing his third Boston Marathon, he stayed to celebrate with other runners. Leone said he then walked back to his hotel room, which was about a half a mile away from the finish line. He said he heard the explosions while crossing the street to his hotel, initially thinking that it was a celebratory firing of a cannon. About 15 or 20 minutes later, friends and family began reaching out to see if he was okay. At that point, he realized what had happened.
And it went from this celebration, which it really is, to this very sad, tragic event with helicopters going around and police cars and sirens.
Bedore said he was thankful that he and his family were away from the race area when the attacks happened. Finishing the marathon this Monday, he said, will be his way to find closure and to also honor the Boston community, which he said has shown its strength in the wake of tragedy.
But after last year, you know, I really feel a connection to the city, and I think anyone who was there, you know, would.
After processing what had happened in his hotel room last year, Leone said his mind was immediately made up that he would return to race again.
Sort of bound us to the community, and the Boston strong part of it is that you realize that we're a community of people. We stand together against terrorism and against anybody or anything that would sort of impinge or take away our freedom.
Leone said that when he crosses the finish line this year, he will likely be overcome with emotion.
But it's not about running fast. It's about being there and crossing the line. And I know coming down that last 0.2 mile, there's grandstands that are there, you crowds cheering you on, and you can see the finish line. All of the events from last year will be just in my head, and it will be hard not to shake that. It'll be bittersweet. I can't forget the lives that were forever changed because of what happened last year.
WCHL's own Jan Bolick and Art Chansky were near the explosions last year. Bolick, who ran in the marathon but was unable to complete it due to the bombings, will travel again to Boston to race this Monday. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you, Rachel. It is 8:38 at WCHL. And on a lighter note this morning, let's all lighten up. We've got kind of a dreary, dismal day here. We've got 100% chance of rain, but I have brought some sunshine into the studio this morning. Susan Brown is here from the Chapel Hill Public Library. And how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Ron. How are you?
You're just so shy. I just hope we can drag you out of your shell.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough.
What's going on at the Chapel Hill Public Library? You're so excited, living the dream. Tell us about it.
I will. Well, it is National Library Week, so mm-hmm. we are doing all kinds of fun stuff. So it's 100% chance of fun at the library. That's the forecast, Ron.
I'm sorry. Than 100% chance of rain. Yeah.
So National Library Week happens every year, and it's a time when we celebrate libraries and library staff and the value that they bring. The theme is Lives Change at the Library. It mm-hmm. used to be Libraries Change Lives, and I like the new theme better because I don't think that libraries themselves change lives. I think that people choose to change their life, and we can help them.
Yeah.
So we're doing all kinds of things. One thing I brought in, we have these big white pieces of paper up everywhere, and we're asking people to write what they're doing there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I brought one, and there's lots of cartoons from kids. People say, I came here to learn about medieval times, to check out books with my son, to borrow DVDs for the weekend.
To enjoy the view.
Even on rainy days, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it really
so
is.
So we have these up. We're also doing what we are calling snapshot days.
Uh-huh.
So we are taking pictures of folks all week long that we can use on social media and in PR things that also get at this too, what they're doing there that day. And mm-hmm. we take their picture. We're also having a haiku contest.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought two in.
Uh-oh.
So these are on display near the upstairs desk. The first one is from a local poet by the name of George Cianciolo.
Oh, yeah.
Who submitted a haiku.
George.
So haiku is poetry that is 5 syllables, 7 syllables, mm-hmm. and then 5 syllables.
Well, you learn these kinds of things on the town council.
That's right. So his haiku is, a place of quiet that reverberates with life is mm-hmm. my library.
Hmm.
It's deep stuff.
Cool.
And then my favorite one is from someone named Colleen Barclay.
Okay.
And hers is, who will remember the smell of an e-reader when, if, it gets old? I like that one a lot.
Yeah.
Also deep.
Well, cool.
So that's just some of the fun stuff that's happening.
It is getting too deep for me. Hey, you know, the cool thing is, I mean, you are possibly the most enthusiastic person that I know. You and Sharon Hill. Oh, probably.
I haven't met Sharon Hill. No.
Well, Sharon's host of Today's Business on WCHL. And, you know, just
well,
all,
I listen to her.
All
yeah,
around
we should
really
meet.
Enthusiastic person. But, you know, we got this great, newly expanded, refurbished, remodeled, beautiful library. Tell for folks who haven't been to the mm-hmm. Chapel Hill Public Library, and I know that we have such a community of transition, there are some people who've never been there. What's it like? What can they expect?
Well, it's beautiful, first of all. Plenty of room now. The first floor is pretty hopping. We have our 4 public meeting rooms, and there's always something going on. And then, of course, we have our teen room. Most of our collections are up there, but my happy place is on the first floor, and that is the children's room. So we have this big children's room with awesome staff, great programs. And when we had all of that weather on those snow days, busiest place in town,
I bet.
Children's room of the library.
Mm-hmm.
So then the second floor, and there's just windows everywhere. So as I said, on a sunny day, on a rainy day, on a snowy day, it's just beautiful.
It's in a great setting.
It really is
with all those trees.
It's in a park. Yeah. And then the lower level, we have things like our magazine reading room, which is a quiet area. We have our public computers. We have a computer lab, where in the computer lab, we just helped 330 people sign up for the affordable health care.
Wow.
With our community partners. So that was really great. And
good,
then we have
yeah.
our digital media lab and then all the boring offices for, you know, people like me and admin stuff down there. So it's really two kind of different things happening on the different levels.
Yeah. Well, it's really cool. And this is being Library Week.
Yes.
Be a good opportunity to visit the library if you haven't been there or if it's been a while since you've been there. And, of course, there are people who go there all the time and write things like these on the wall. And I appreciate your coming in this morning.
And if you don't follow us on Facebook and Twitter, please do. We talk about all kinds of things. And on Facebook, we talk about cats a lot.
Really?
We do.
Wow. You post funny videos of cats.
Librarians and cats, it's a cliche. Follow us and find out, Ron.
Oh, boy. Well, feline adventures, Susan Brown. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's good. Always good to see you.
Thanks.
It's 8:43 at WCHL. Mike Combs has today's commentary on the way, and we'll also take another look at your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. If you want to hear about that weather forecast again, we'll do it.
What's happening at the New Hickory Tavern in Carborough today? Everything. 275 bottle beer specials, 375 20-ounce drafts, 475 liquor specials, and $2 tall boy cans of Miller High Life and PBR. How about 40 beer taps? More than half from North Carolina, and 60 different bottled beers, plus a private dining room for your business lunch or personal party. The food is fab, a full menu from edible entrees to small plates inspired by the best food trucks in America. The Hickory Tavern in Carborough, serving a full menu from 11:30 to 2 a.m.
This is Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, and I'm here with Sal Galante, our expert in personal lines for the last 15 years.
Thanks, Mark. Insurance rates are governed by the state of North Carolina. We offer a fair price and exceptional customer service for your entire family. Make sure you are fully covered on any claims for fire, theft, and auto, even health care. Call me, Sal Galante, at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 Fordham Boulevard for a free consultation.
Tri-Sports is Chapel Hill's newest retail destination for walking, running, swimming, cycling, fitness, and yoga. Located next to University Mall, we are celebrating our grand opening with exciting events through the month of April. This Saturday at 9 a.m., we are kicking off a weekend-long celebration of yoga with an exciting yoga fair featuring great promotions from your favorite yoga vendors. So stop by Tri-Sports this weekend. We are next to Southern Season for prizes and giveaways.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee. But we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often needed with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Always on the go? Let the design team at Best Tile make your next remodeling project a breeze. Our personal designers are here to help make your vision a reality. No muss, no fuss. And with a huge selection from around the world, you're sure to find the perfect tile right here without having to scour the triangle. With Best Tile, you don't have to put your life on hold to make your home beautiful again. Best Tile, local store, global selection, at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, or find us online at besttile.com.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Good morning. It is 8:46 at WCHL, and we may have a dog already adopted in here. Sarah Fallon just brought a dog in here from Orange County Animal Services, and Susan Brown fell in love with her. Sarah, tell us about this really cool dog.
Okay, this is Evita, and she is a 7-year-old, short hair, Chihuahua Dachshund mix. Mm-hmm. And she looks every bit of a Chihuahua and a Dachshund, so mm-hmm. you can't miss.
She's not particularly long. I said she looks more like a Chihuahua.
Yeah, she's a little long.
Yeah?
Yeah, if she would stand out straight. She's a little nervous being up here, but yeah. She's been very loving, and oh, she's so sweet.
She really is. What's her story? How'd you get her?
She was stray.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe it. She was a stray. It doesn't say where she was brought in for. It just said, oh, she was found in the night drop box.
Wow.
So somebody must have found her or either couldn't take care of her and put her in our night drop area.
That is so sad. Pet must be so scared being in there, you know, and everything.
And she's been here since April 7th. So she's only been here a few days.
She is obviously, she's been somebody's pet for a long time.
She had puppies. You can tell that she's had puppies once, but she's doing really good. She rode over here so well. She just climbed up on my seat and laid down and crossed her little paws, and I hadn't even heard her bark yet. And usually little dogs like Chihuahuas, I have a Chorkie, and they bark all the time.
Yeah.
But she hasn't barked a bit. And when I was leaving, there was another dog coming in, and She seems to do fine with other dogs.
How about cats?
Don't know about cats.
She's been around young children?
I
would imagine
no
she'd be great with anybody.
She is. She's seven, so she's mellowed out some. And so she has a long life ahead of her, and she would make somebody a wonderful pick.
Yeah.
She's just standing right here leaning against me.
Yeah.
And she stopped shaking. And she's just really comfortable.
Letting you love on her a little bit.
Yeah. And everybody has been snapping her picture and sending it off to various people.
Exactly.
The library.
And we're going to have a picture on our website and on our Facebook page. And Rand's been in here exercising his photography skills. And, Susan Brown, I mean, heck, she looked like she fell in love with her right away. So.
She says she has a dachshund, Jack Russell mix, so this would be the perfect mate, but I don't know if she'll...
Great companion.
But yes, and the good news is we're celebrating like the spring fling, and so we have our pets at half price, the adoption fee. So her adoption fee would be half price, so of what the regular is. So it's about $60, and that includes, you know, the animal, the spay, rabies vaccination, first round of shots, health check.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a good deal.
What a nice domestic animal.
She's a sweetheart.
Just really relaxed, laid back. I think she's going to go to sleep in your arms there.
I want to take her home with me, but I already have two. So.
Well, we'll find her a home because we almost always do.
Always do.
Great percentage of the time.
It's wonderful. I can put animals on TV, and they get adopted quicker on the radio.
Oh, really?
Bigger, yeah.
Wow. Hey, how can folks find out more about her?
Well, you can visit our website, and it's www.orangecountync.gov/animalservices. She should be... Well, I don't have what kennel number she's in, but she's on the adoption floor, and so you can just scroll and look, or come by 1601 Eubanks Road and visit with her to see if she's the pet for you.
Yeah.
And check your website, because her picture will be up in a few moments.
Absolutely. yeah, it won't be long, I promise.
She's a little brown dog.
Sarah Fallon, Orange County Animal Services, thank you so much, as always.
Thank you so much for having us, Ron. We really appreciate this.
Adopt a Pet on WCHL. It's 8:50. I'm Ron Sutz, and I promise Mike Komovas is coming up with today's commentary, and that is right after this.
My house is really spent. Every inch of it is low rent. No class, I'm such a nerd. It's time to call Cedarburg. It just really makes good sense. 30 years experience. Call the man with means and the dream team. Bill Cedarburg.
For more information, go to CedarburgKitchens.com.
Having a nice lawn is not impossible.
Our mission at Landscape Logic is to help you discover the possibilities for your landscape. We'll evaluate your landscape, prioritize your needs so that you can make a decision based on practicality or economics. We are qualified and committed to giving you the direction and care you need to create a finished and kept look for your landscape.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to visit LandscapeLogicNC.com. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
8:51 at WCHL, and good morning.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Mike Komovas. Though some reports indicate the unemployment rate in the Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Durham, Hillsboro area is dropping, there are still too many qualified people searching for jobs. Here's one way you can help. If you know anyone who is unemployed, make sure they know about the many resources available locally. Many are free. For instance, the Orange County Job Skills Center on Franklin Street offers education, computer training, resume help, and job search assistance, along with job postings from local employers. In addition to filing unemployment claims, job seekers can receive help in basic skills development, career exploration, education, vocational training, GED prep, reading, writing, basic math, and much, much more. Another resource is Durham Technical Community College. They offer continuing education in numerous courses across a wide variety of fields: EMS and CPR training, medical coding, phlebotomy, nursing assistant, automotive, biotechnology, business management, training for bartending or interior design. Design, Esthetician Technology, and Fire Academy, Computer Training, Photography, Real Estate, and more. Other resources include churches like St. Thomas More Catholic Church in Chapel Hill. They have a jobs network ministry open to the public, meets twice a month on Saturday mornings, once a month on the last Monday evening of the month. People share contacts and suggestions that help people be better prepared for a job search. So spread the word. Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Durham, Hillsborough, all around Orange and Durham County has resources available to help make the unemployment rate even lower. This is Mike Comovus.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
Hi, my name is Stephen Lair, and I'm the franchise owner for Home Instead Senior Care in Chapel Hill. Home Instead Senior Care provides non-medical in-home care for seniors, companionship, meal preparation, medication reminders, on up through personal care and bathing assistance for seniors all throughout Orange and North Chatham County. Well, what I want to talk about today is what I call the white elephant. A lot of the clients we serve have lost their spouses, and we see a huge trend among families and caregivers that we call the white elephant. If you've ever been around someone who's lost a loved one, you've undoubtedly seen the situation played out. Immediately following the loss, everybody offers their heartfelt condolences. A few brave souls may actually offer to reminisce with you about the person you lost, but once the appropriate grieving period has passed, no one mentions their name again. Maybe they're afraid of upsetting their loved one. Maybe they're actually afraid of upsetting themselves. But in both instances, the memory of the departed kind of falls into this conversational abyss that no one dares to broach. And in my mind, the only thing greater than the tragedy of losing the person you love is losing them twice. Imagine if you could never say your wife's name again. For many caregivers and families, avoiding sensitive topics seems like the compassionate thing to do, but in doing it, you actually deny the person you care about not just the joy of reminiscing, but in some cases, you actually deny them an important part of the grieving process. What we do is we encourage our caregivers not to be afraid of the white elephant. Engage the seniors in their life on things that are most important to them. Ask them about their favorite memories. If you close the door on an entire chapter of their life and refuse to talk about it, you'll never really get to know them as a person. Ask them about their wedding day. Ask them about dancing under the stars at the officers club. Ask them about the hard times, about their biggest mistakes. Ask them about the thing that they love the most. Along the way, you'll hear an unbelievable story, and it's a story that they desperately want to tell you. Well, for more information on this and everything that we do, you can go to homeinstead.com, or you can call us up at 919-933-3300.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL. Local service, daily insights.
Thank you, Stephen Lair. 855 at WCHL. You remember the word of the day from Wang Pond? Rather serious word. What is the word? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. If you know the word, if you can spell it correctly, and if you know what it means, call me right now. The word of the day on WCHL, always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. And your number to call one more time, 919-929-WCHL. Call right now.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Dr. Bob Gwyther of Chapel Hill is a professor of family medicine at the University of North Carolina. He's also a pioneer and leader in the field of addiction medicine and recently was presented with a 2014 Dr. Frederick B. Glazer Award.
You have been a WCHL hometown hero before, but it's been a while and you'd won the special award. What is that award all about?
Well, it's an award named for a gentleman who had a career in addiction medicine, basically, all the way from when he was an intern in Lexington, Kentucky. When they had the hospitals across the country where people would have to go to get their opiates. That's what they got treated as. And then he spent time in Ann Arbor and many other places and wound up, or I guess about the last 20 years of his life, as professor of psychiatry at ECU, where he retired. And it was pretty influential to get a good substance abuse curriculum off the ground down there for medical students.
Dr. Gwyther, I know you've been around for a long time, and you're certainly deserving of this recognition embodied in the award. Your years of work at UNC related to substance abuse education and advocacy really epitomize the values that this award represents.
Well, it's named for people who are interested in doing something beyond just treating. I mean, there's a lot of people that just treat, and that's wonderful, but some of us have been trying to teach students about it and doctors about it. A sad fact is that only 20% of referrals to addiction treatment come from medical people and physicians. 80% of it's from the court system, which seems backwards to me, and we're trying to make an impact on that.
You have taught and mentored so many young doctors over the years, and I know that you get a lot of enjoyment out of doing that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I love taking care of patients for many years, and I've been retired for a couple now. But there's also joy in teaching students and residents and your colleagues. So, yeah, this milieu has been a really fantastic place for me to spend a career.
Practicing medicine here is really special, and I know you also love this community.
Yeah, Chapel Hill has been a great place to raise my family, and my wife has a career over at Duke, and I'm on this campus, and that works out very well for the two of us, and it's been a wonderful place. We just lucked out and fell in love with it.
The direct care that you provided to so many people has been magnified many times over by all that influence you have had on doctors in training and over the course of a long 30-year training career. You've been doing this a long time, and I know you can look back on your career with a great deal of satisfaction.
I do, and I feel blessed to have had this opportunity.
An outstanding physician whose educational impact cannot be overstated. Dr. Bob Gwyther, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Today's Our Local Deal is from Progression Climbing. It's half off, $60 for an introduction to rock climbing package, including a two-week membership, available now for $30. Progression Climbing is a state-of-the-art climbing gym for climbers of all levels. Make sure to check out and register for their youth full-day summer camps for ages 5 to 14 and their youth climbing teams, both recreational and competitive, with weekly practices. You can register for these programs at climbprogression.com. This deal is available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
Fifth Season Gardening Company is in downtown Carrboro. Grow organic this spring with the area's widest selection of organic vegetable start, seed, soils, and fertilizer. Fifth Season, not your garden variety gardening store.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
9 o'clock.
Carolina baseball.
Russell throws to second base, and it's Omaha for Carolina.
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
I'm Frank Sedapani. The city of Boston is remembering those who died or were maimed in the Boston Marathon.